Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man. You know, here we go. We're going to have a random start here because of the stupidest commercial I just heard. I don't know if you heard this in Butte. I don't know if you heard this in Bozeman or Livingston, but on the feed that we get here in the Montana Talks studio, that was just such a stupid commercial by the Democrat Senatorial Committee trying to attack Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy that I was just laughing. I mean, I thought John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, was still in studio because it was like, I'm just still rolling laughing. I was like, you morons. He's got a cattle ranch. He bought thousands of acres. You're going to need a lot of land to run cattle in Montana. This ain't like down south where you got tall grass and warmer weather throughout most of the year. You're going to need a lot more land to run cattle in Montana. These guys are so stinking clueless. So stinking clueless. And they, you hear the gunshot. And you know, when I hear the gunshot, I'm reminded of the fact that this phony, fake John Tester would do these campaign commercials where he's wearing hunter's orange vests and he's holding a gun. And the guy never had a hunting license or a fishing license for like over a dozen years. I mean, Tester is such a stinking phony. David Noble asked one of the best questions here that really I think was such a good question about the 2024 elections is, when does John Tester ever do Montana stuff? I mean, yeah, a couple weekends out of the year, he'll pop on a tractor. But, you know, that's for a photo op. But does he ever hike? Does he ever go hunting? Does he ever go fishing? Or at least float the freaking river? I mean, you know, a lot of us like to fish, but a lot of us also would just like to just float the stinking river. I mean, just enjoy kicking back and floating the river. John Tester never served his country. But he sure likes to attack those who did. I would say that serving your country is also doing Montana things. But John Tester didn't do that Montana thing. But boy, he sure loves to attack those who did. And then the two funniest things in that phony campaign commercial from the Democrat Senatorial Committee, which is just a proof positive, again, that they're just lighting their money on fire, was the gunshot sound. Which is a reminder that John Tester never goes hunting and fishing, and he's a phony, and he's got an F rating from the National Rifle Association, whereas Tim Sheehy has an A rating from the NRA. So it's a reminder of that. But then the sirens, why do you think we're hearing so many sirens across Montana? Why do you think there's blinking lights everywhere? Well, there's blinking lights everywhere right now because, as even Biden's FBI director testified, because the threat level against America has increased across the board because of Joe Biden, John Tester, and Kamala Harris's failed policies. But in Montana in particular, why are we seeing those flashing lights? Because of the Mexican drug cartels that are invading this state, invading our reservations, leading to an increase in crime, drug-fueled violence, deaths from fentanyl, and more because of John Tester's open border policies. So I guess we really shouldn't be laughing at these stupid campaign commercials from the Dems.
Securing America.
Whether Americans feel secure or not amidst a significant rise in hate crimes was one of the big questions raised during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing Tuesday. Committee Chairman, Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois.
The FBI's most recent national hate crime statistics document, 11,634 hate crimes, the highest number since the FBI began reporting data.
That was in 2022 and represented a 99% rise in hate crimes since 2015. Witness Maya Berry, co-chair of the Hate Crimes Task Force, for the Leadership Conference for Civil and Human Rights.
Because we are on a very basic level, all in one community, with one another, hate crimes impact our entire country.
The rise in anti-Semitic hate crimes was a main topic, with witness Mark Goldfeder testifying, that's just a starting point.
They are coming for you next. Just ask them, they aren't shy.
Kevin Uletzka, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. Rain continues across the area today as high temperatures will stay from the upper 50s to the lower 60s. Also staying with winds out of the west, gusting for around 15 to 25. For tonight, rain showers early on especially, then back in the mid-40s to around 50. Thursday, partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
All right, heads up for the ballot initiatives that will be on your ballot this November. Former University of Montana constitutional law professor Rob Nadelson did a full legal analysis of CI 128, the radical abortion initiative that will be on your ballot here in Montana this fall. Sounds like it's about much more than abortion. We've got that full legal analysis now posted. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, public forums will take place in Carbon County. They're listed as well.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, I had to go BS with Mark Wilson down the hall. He's on the country station down the hall from us here from our Montana Talk studios. And had to BS with him before the 5 o'clock hour even got rolling. And because I was joking with him, I said, hey, you know how you guys would do that? You'd play that song. Sure could use a little good news today. I said we were joking about that yesterday when we had John Jackson, the Joker from X, in studio with us, because he shared the big breaking news before it even started making the news, frankly. It was right at 8:06 in the morning. The reason I know it was at 8:06 in the morning is because, you know, we'll do a random start in the 8 o'clock hour of the show as well. And in the 8 o'clock hour, John, you know, right before we start the show, John's like, hey, did you see this big story breaking on Twitter? And it was some ex account, open source intel or something like that, which apparently has been a good source of information for news and developments out of the Middle East. And so I was like, that's interesting. Has that been verified? And then about 20 minutes later, dong, dong, I mean, ding, ding, ding on my smartphone. I mean, if I had a pager, it would have started blowing up. But my smartphone was instead blowing up, literally, not figuratively, or figuratively, not literally. So my phone started blowing up figuratively with these notifications, breaking news from the New York Times, breaking news from Fox News. I don't even think I get the AP's alerts anymore because they're just such a joke. But anyway, the big news about the exploding pagers, literal exploding pagers, not figuratively blowing up your phones, blowing up your pagers. But man, if you haven't heard this story, John Jackson first shared it from Twitter, from X yesterday on this show. Mike Tobin, here we go. This is one of the latest reports this morning from the great Mike Tobin with Fox News.
All told, about 3,000 pagers exploded yesterday. They beeped before they exploded, so as a result, a lot of the injuries are to the fingers of people who reach for their pagers. Some of the injuries are to their eyes because they looked at their pagers. A lot of the injuries are to the pocket area where most people carry their pagers. Now, according to reports, it was Hezbollah chief himself, Hassan Nasrallah, who ordered the use of pagers because he thought it was too easy for Israel to track or hack into smartphones. Security experts say the explosions were more powerful than just a battery, so at some point the pagers were sabotaged, explosive charges and switches were installed in each device.
Wow, just an absolute stroke of brilliance. Now the Israeli defense forces or the Israeli intelligence, the Mossad, are not talking about this story and haven't taken credit for this stroke of genius yet here within the last 24 plus hours. But largely folks are crediting for them, crediting them for, you know, what it just is a stroke of genius here against these Hezbollah terrorists. So if we didn't make it clear, basically what happened is so the Hezbollah terrorist leader so fearful of the strength of the Israeli intelligence apparatus that he was like, oh, well, I can't communicate with my terrorist operatives via smartphones, so I'm going to go buy some old school pagers. Well, apparently, the good guys found out about this plan and figured out a way to insert a small amount of explosives into every single one of those pagers and then remote detonated them all at the same time. Here's another Mike Tobin report here where he kind of goes a little bit more of the background on the supply chains that got invaded by the Israeli intelligence.
According to reports, it was Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah himself who ordered the use of pagers because he thought Israel would have an easier time tracking and eavesdropping on smartphones. Security experts say the explosion is much more powerful than what an exploding battery could do. So at some point, the shipment of pagers that went to Hezbollah had to be sabotaged. An explosive charge and a switch was installed in each device. The pagers are a Taiwanese brand, Gold Apollo, but the chairman of Gold Apollo says they licensed the name, and it was actually a European company called BAC that made the pagers that were shipped to Hezbollah.
Yeah, so apparently the Hezbollah terrorist leader thought that they were purchasing these pagers from some, from some Eastern European country. And then I heard Tobin was on Fox and Friends earlier this morning, and they're like, yeah, but nobody really knows anything about this Eastern European company, and we've reached out for comment from the, Budapest? Where was it? Bucharest? I can't remember where the company was at, but yeah, we didn't hear anything back from this company. And it's just, oh man, what an absolute stroke of genius. But as John Jackson pointed out yesterday, and Mike Tobin's report this morning, I mean, it was like, it included all the key themes that John shared with us on the show yesterday, which is like, okay, now these terrorists are going to be, they're going to question every device in their pocket. They're going to be looking over their shoulder. They're going to be questioning everything, fearful that the Israelis are right on top of them. So bottom line is you had basically a whole bunch of these terrorists had at the exact same time a bomb go off right in their pocket, right in their own hands. And so, look, as we pointed out yesterday, maybe it's time to stop messing with Israel. Maybe it's time you start just recognizing the fact that they should be allowed to live peacefully and have their own nation, like everybody else. You terrorist nut jobs. But I was joking with Mark Wilson because, they used to play this sure could use a little good news today song. And that was the heartwarming, feel-good news story that we started the 8 o'clock hour with on Tuesday's Montana Talks. We all could use a little good news like that, couldn't we?
Democracy 24.
Vice President Kamala Harris hopes helping out small business startups with tax deductions will swing the tide of opinion over the economy. She wants to increase the deduction for startup expenses from $5,000 to $50,000. The campaign official speaking anonymously says the businesses could wait until it turns a profit to claim the deduction. The vice president wants to also cut red tape for occupational licenses to make it easier to expand across state lines. She will pressure states to also reduce regulations. However, the American Action Forum put a number to the red tape over the past 3.5 years. The Biden-Harris administration added more than 850 rules that cost businesses $1.4 trillion to deal with. In addition, the regulations added more than 267 million paperwork hours. Vice President Harris thinks her small business startup deductions will yield 25 million new businesses in her first term should she be elected. At the White House, Edward Lawrence, Fox Business.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, the Public Lands Council's annual meeting is underway here in Grand Junction, Colorado, and our coverage this week is sponsored by Ag Risk Advisors, providing important risk management solutions for farmers and ranchers. For more information, visit agriskadvisors.com. PLC President and Colorado rancher Mark Rober says that ranchers from across the West who utilize America's public lands for grazing are discussing and developing important legislative policy to help keep livestock part of our federal landscape.
Trying to develop policy to, promote public lands ranching, protect it into the future, future generations. And, you know, we just want to continue a big education process about how important it is to the United States of America to have that sovereignty of food.
He says that the PLC is working hard in making sure that the original intent of America's public lands remains intact.
We really need to relook at where livestock grazing fits in, because it's more important than ever that we get back to a little more use and not just locking something up with idealism.
And he says ranching today is more than just being a cowboy.
You wear multiple hats, and I think it's important to make that an important part of your life, to give back to the industry that's gave us such a good life and a great lifestyle. And I mean, but there is more to it. It's trying to promote and protect that. And you know, the Western way of life. I mean, these small towns, small communities of the wide open West, you know, when the federal lands were set aside, they were really set aside to try and stabilize economies in the West. And livestock has always been a major part of that and needs to continue to do so.
And in case you're wondering, approximately 22,000 ranchers own nearly 120 million acres of private land and hold grazing permits on more than 250 million acres managed by the U.S. Forest Service and BLM. Stay with us. We'll have more Ag News right after this.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Thank you, Senators Tester, Thune, Rounds, Hoven, and Loomis, for working across the aisle to sponsor mandatory country of origin labeling bill in Congress. Consumers deserve the right to know where their beef was born, raised, and processed. Mandatory country of origin labeling is a Farmers Union's Fairness for Farmer priority for both ranchers and families.
Well, the Fertilizer Institute testified recently before the Surface Transportation Board and emphasized the ongoing need for the freight rail industry to shift its focus toward customer service and growth. The fertilizer industry has long relied on rail service for the efficient and safe transport of its product, but has struggled with declining service, quality, and increasing rates. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Yeah, Florida Congressman Mike Waltz. He's a great guy. Not Tim Walz. Mike Waltz. Like the dance with a T. That guy is awesome. He is a, I don't know if he retired or if he's still serving in the National Guard, but Green Beret. National Guard Colonel, last I heard. But anyway, Mike Waltz, he was on Hannity's program last night talking about this big story where these Hezbollah terrorists were all simultaneously hit with their pagers blowing up in their face, blowing up in their own pockets. And he calls it a masterful covert operation. We'll share an audio clip from that conversation with Sean Hannity here in just a second. But first, Steve in Ballantyne wants to weigh in. Steve, what's going on?
Okay. Last I knew, you could grab your phone and you could call anywhere across the world. So my question is, would our government not acknowledge that they actually did some terrorists here in the United States that come across the southern border carrying some of the same pagers? Well, that's my question. Would they bury that, not say a thing?
You know, that's it. That's interesting, because we know that some of these pagers blew up and went off in Syria. You had a senior Iranian government leader who had one in his pocket. Man, I'll tell you what, I'm sure there's people that are keeping a close eye on hospital visits to see if there's wouldn't that be interesting? Would you would not be surprised, would you, if one of these pagers was in the pockets of one of these folks that crossed our southern border and is hiding exactly. in American cities right now, right? Good point.
Yeah. I mean, the government right now, Biden and the rest of them, they would try to bury it. I mean, they'd bury it so deep to where you wouldn't even be able no one would ever find it.
Oh, yeah.
Find out about it.
Yeah, they wouldn't want you to know. I mean, if there was a guy that showed up at...
You know, you could call all around the world, I'm sure. So that's a signal. So is it a chance that there's someone in the United States? I'd say yes.
Sir, please tell us why you lost your why your groin is damaged, sir. How did that happen? Oh, I fell on bicycle. Can we get an interpreter over here? This guy doesn't speak very good English here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my thought of the day. I bet you someone off the United States. I'd almost guarantee it.
You know, it was interesting. The U.S. government is the State Department saying, well, we had no knowledge of this operation. Well, thank God you didn't. Can you imagine if this administration had gotten wind of this brilliant plan before it was executed? They would have bungled that. They would have sold out. Somebody would have sold out our Israeli friends on this one. So thank God they didn't share it which is sad to say when you think about it, but thank God they didn't share that intelligence with our own government, because one of these Venman types in our own government would have thrown our ally under the bus and screwed up the plan. There we go. We ran right into the Fox News update there. They told you the official story out of the State Department that I had mentioned briefly during our chat with Steve in Ballantyne. Hey, if you want to jump in on the conversation, give us a call, 406-294-0970. Oh, I got some messages on our Montana Talks app here. Tim in Billings, what happens when you order your pagers from Wish, Temu, or Alibaba? Anyway, Tim, thanks for that message. Jay in Billings has a message about the SAVE Act. That's an important topic. So let me save that message here for after the next break, because as promised, I want to play this reaction from Florida Congressman and Green Beret veteran Mike Waltz on Sean Hannity's show last night.
The Israelis know how to send a message, don't they? And pun intended there. But this was a masterful covert operation. The Israelis intercepting the supply chain, getting those distributed, and then being able to set them off simultaneously. It's an operation, I guarantee you, that Biden and Harris, had the Israelis told them about it, would have tried to shut down and would never approve for our own intelligence community. But just look at the difference in the approach. Biden and Harris, concession and chaos. They're wearing our Navy out, trying to deter Iran from launching more attacks. You look at President Trump, dry up the cash through maximum pressure. And you look at the Israelis. They take out a Hamas leader in downtown Tehran. They take out a Hezbollah leader in downtown Beirut. And now they cripple the entire organization through this masterful covert operation. Again, it's peace through strength. Trump knows it. The Israelis know it. Concession after concession leads to chaos. That's Biden and Harris. And the contrast couldn't be more clear.
That's right. Well said. And again, John Tester, this far left wacko here in Montana, has been in line with them every step of the way, appeasing these Iranian terrorist regimes over the years. You think about it. Some of them had these pagers blow up in their face. Probably got some teeth knocked out. All sorts of things. Well, hey, Hezbollah terrorists, you may not apply for this offer, but our incredible Montana veterans, you are eligible to nominate yourself or a fellow veteran for this opportunity. So our friends, speaking of teeth, our friends at Yellowstone Family Dental, you know, they are just doing an incredible job with dental implants. You can get your upper set, your lower set of teeth, whole new grill, all across. So if you've got several missing, failing teeth, a bunch of teeth that are giving you problems, it affects your confidence. You don't want to smile as a result of it. I'm telling you what, these guys are going to get you smiling. You go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com. If you'd like to get a whole new grill for yourself, you can inquire about their services. But they are going to give a free full dental implant service to a veteran. You can nominate a veteran today, MontanaDentalImplants.com.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. The cooler, wetter weather of the past week continues to ease fears of fire danger as we enter fall in Montana. Tuesday, Yellowstone National Park announced it was dropping all of the fire restrictions that had been in place since late July with no restrictions in place or planned. However, fire danger is still listed as high, and visitors are reminded that campfires are only allowed in established fire rings. Governor Greg Gianforte and his colleagues say colleges in the Big Sky Conference could be out hundreds of thousands of dollars in the near future as a result of a settlement signed by the NCAA, which assured college student athletes that they should receive back pay for name, image, and likeness sponsorships. In a letter sent by the Western governors yesterday, the state leaders say the $2.8 billion settlement could cost schools outside the Power Five conferences millions of dollars and be especially burdensome to smaller schools like the University of Montana and Montana State in the Big Sky Conference. Another grizzly has been put down, this time in the Kootenai, as we enter that time of the year when bear-human conflicts start to spike. Montana FWP says this male grizzly had been getting into chicken coops and storage sheds near Libby in his search for food. He was only 2 years old, but biologists say he'd become accustomed to unnatural food sources and had to be destroyed for resident safety. The drawing is still more than a month away, but Montana lottery officials are warning people to get an early start if they're hoping to play the Montana Millionaire game. Lottery content manager Selena Clift advises at least an hour before sales start at 5:30 a.m. on November 1st.
We go on at 5:30 a.m. So we're encouraging all of our players to be there bright and early. I would suggest maybe getting there playing at least an hour before, not 30 minutes, if it's anything like last year.
There are some changes, including more smaller prizes, and available tickets will now number 500,000.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit MontanaStateNews.com.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, that was an interesting report. If you heard that Montana State News Network update there by Dennis Bragg out of Missoula. Very interesting. Even Governor Greg Gianforte weighing in on this whole deal here regarding these endorsement deals for college athletes and a big settlement, mainly a big D1 settlement, but they're worried it could cost billions for the big, I don't know if you want to call them the Big Ten schools, however you want to officially refer to them. I only pay attention to the Big Sky Conference, so I've said it before, you could be Pac this, Pac that, Big Ten, Big Six, whatever the heck is now. I just don't like sitting down and watching TV all weekend. And so I like to follow the Cats and the Grizz, but other than that, it's like, okay. So anyway, but this could have a huge impact on MSU and UM. So I'll have to ask University of Montana President Seth Bodnar about that story. He's going to join us coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. I think he is in Billings. I think their Board of Regents meeting's going on today, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, it's going to be great to have UM President Bodnar in-house coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. What other questions do you think we should ask? I don't know how long he's going to be with us, so we may be able to sneak in some phone calls. But even if it's a shorter conversation, send me a message on the Montana Talks app if you've got a question that you'd like to ask. And it would be great to get your take, because you guys always have better questions than I do. That's for sure. Best part of the show, taking your calls, getting your messages, and more. Let's see. What did we say yesterday morning? Was it in the 6 o'clock hour? Or was it in the 7 o'clock hour of the show? But if you guys remember it, I know it was either yesterday or it was on Monday's show. I said, you just watch PolitiFact. PolitiFact is this left-wing, biased, fact-check organization that basically just runs misinformation on behalf of the Democrats and on behalf of the radical left. And I think it was it last week, there was a PolitiFact fact-check, and it was about John Tester's abortion commercials. And they basically said that John Tester's claims against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy were false. And so I had shared this on X, and I had made the point that, wow, even the left-wing PolitiFact was criticizing John Tester's attacks against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy on abortion. But, of course, that was, you know, what, the second week of September? We still got, you know, nearly 50 days to go before this election. So what I said on the show yesterday, I said, well, you just watch. They did their one little fact check on John Tester, but then you just watch for the next 2 months that we're probably going to see it where you know, this left-wing PolitiFact, which is teaming up with the liberal TV stations here in Montana, and, just blatant bias. It's so obvious now when they team up with a left-wing organization like this to interfere in our U.S. Senate race here in Montana, or to try to interfere. It's so obvious of their bias at this point. I think it's safe to say. But I said yesterday, you watch. Now we're going to see all these protester fake phony fact checks. We're going to get flooded with those over the next. And then they'll say, well, we did this one against Tester. Well, we did this one. And then for the next like dozen, it's going to be all these fake phony. Anyway. I said it yesterday morning on the show, and it didn't even take 24 hours for my suspicion to be confirmed. Did you guys see this? KTVQ television and all of the other MTN TV stations. By the way, it was great to hear the Farm and Ranch report a few minutes ago. The MTN TV stations decided to drop their Farm and Ranch reports, but the other TV stations quickly said, hey, we'll carry those. We'd like to feature Montana Farm and Ranch news. Anyway, but now, so they drop the Montana Farm and Ranch news, the ag reports, but then they pick up this left-wing PolitiFact outfit to assist them with their protester-biased political campaign coverage. And by the way, the same TV stations are now complaining that they don't get to host a debate in the governor's race. But those same TV stations basically have been pro-Fussy Bussy, the Democrat candidate for governor, who's 20 points behind in the race, by the way, practically. And they do these hit job style, drive-by media attacks on Greg Gianforte. I've seen their morning show TV anchor do it. Same morning show TV anchor whose uncle is in John Tester campaign commercials. I've seen one of their other reporters go out and basically, you know, follow, you know, basically basically what happens is what it looks like is Ryan Bussey's campaign manager, who's a former tester operative who used to work at these TV stations. He goes to the TV station, hands them a fake phony story and talking points, and then they run with it. And so they go to Bozeman and they go do this stupid, absurd hit piece on Greg Gianforte. But anyway, yesterday, PolitiFact does a fact check on inflation and the falsely named Inflation Reduction Act. And it is the stupidest fact check you will ever see. And, I mean, it's just, you just have to laugh at how stupid this fact check is, how phony, how obviously biased this PolitiFact fact check is. Because you can read their own report. And they talk about how, well, inflation went up by about 9% here, and then it went up by another, almost 4% here, and then it went up more here, and then it went up more here, and then it went up more here. They even, in their own article, list out how inflation continues to go up. But then their assessment is, well, inflation went down after the Inflation Reduction Act. Inflation went down. What? You just shared the numbers showing how inflation continues to go up. We've had over, I mean, these are dated numbers that I'm sharing right now, but in Montana alone in just the last 3 years, according to the Joint Economic Committee, inflation has gone up over 22% just in Montana alone. And a good chunk of that has happened after the so-called Inflation Reduction Act passed and was supported by flip-flop, flat-top liberal Senator John Tester. Oh, but the Montana Television Network and PolitiFact say inflation went down after the Inflation Reduction Act passed. And the funny thing is this doesn't even pass the smell test with their own TV viewers. I mean, you got to go read the comments on their Facebook pages. It's like, what are you guys doing? Like, seriously? I mean, it is just pathetic. It is just absolutely pathetic. I mean, I hate to say it because I know there's some good folks over there, but it's like this is some of the most pathetic political coverage in the most important U.S. Senate race in the country. Now, the governor's race, nobody even really cares about that one right now because old Fussy Bussy doesn't stand a chance. But anyway, it's just like, anyway, that long rant, all to tell you that we're going to be talking about inflation and a new inflation calculator. We've got a guest from the Heritage Foundation joining us a couple hours from now in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. That was going to be a quick little mention of that conversation later on in the 8 o'clock hour. But rant started, rant concluded, possibly rant concluded. The SAVE Act. What did Jay in Billings message us here about the SAVE Act? Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act of 2024, the SAVE Act. This vote in the U.S. Congress should be the measurement, the barometer of Marxist control amongst all the fights battling the insanity of our info wars. Jay's quite the poet, too, isn't he here? Not passing this bill will be the straw that breaks the back of the American Republic. What American would not agree the wording and intent of the SAVE Act? Where does John Tester stand on this? What about Tim Sheehy? How about your neighbor? So the SAVE Act basically would say, hey, we need to make sure that non-citizens are not voting in our U.S. elections. Where does Tim Sheehy stand? He supports it. Where does the Republican House stand? Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is now once again saying they will pass the SAVE Act as part of these latest spending bill negotiations. Chuck Schumer is pushing back hard because Chuck Schumer does not want to have liberal Senator John Tester vote on that. And that's why I say to the House Republicans, press forward, attach the SAVE Act to any CR, spending bill, whatever you want to call it, force the Senate to vote on it. And then if it passes the Senate, force Joe Biden to veto it. And then you can talk more about what you got to do after that strategy-wise, but force them to make a vote on it. But as for John Tester, Jay in Billings asked a good question. That phony claims to support the SAVE Act, but he doesn't want it attached to any of the spending bills, so he'll vote against it. It's just like his Keystone XL pipeline, vote against that as well, right?
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, she said day one, we're going to fight inflation and immigration. Day one was January 20th, 2021. What do you mean on day one? And then for 3 years, she lied about inflation, that it was transitory, lied about immigration, said it was the border was secure, and said, well, we haven't been to the border, called out by Lester Holt. Well, I haven't been to Europe either. He's now on record saying she will raise the corporate taxes, small business taxes, put in a wealth tax and a state tax, capital gains taxes to unprecedented rates that'll destroy investment in this country. Even Mark Cuban recognizes that, unrealized capital gains. That would be a depression for this country.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, firearms, they're a great protection. But as a gun owner, you got to consider firearms as a last resort. You really want to pull the trigger and then deal with the financial, mental repercussions? The answer has to be no. You need to start with the less lethal option. That's Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. Now, the Byrna less lethal pistol launcher was designed by gun owners because Byrna wants to save lives while also creating a product that confidently protects those concerned with personal safety. The Byrna pistol launcher is equipped with powerful deterrents, tear gas, kinetic rounds, and it has a 50 to 60 foot range. It's amazing. And the Byrna launcher can incapacitate an attacker for 30 to 40 minutes. Now, the Byrna launcher is legal in all 50 states. There's no background check needed. There's no permit needed. And they'll ship it directly to your door. Now, don't start with deadly force. Start with less lethal force. Go to BYRNA.com/Hannity. 10% off any purchase. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity and make the smart choice for your family's safety today. Today.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Just because no one's taking any action on the looming insolvencies of Social Security and Medicare doesn't mean that changes aren't needed. Indeed, responsible leadership would be communicating that obvious fact. What sorts of changes? Social Security is the easiest to fix. Increasing the taxable maximum income, increasing the taxation of benefits, and tinkering with the retirement age, cost of living adjustment, and benefit formulas are needed. You won't like any of those, but it's the economic equivalent of eating your spinach. What freezes progress on these obvious fixes is the avalanche of while-you're-at-it tweaks that pull and tug what began as a simple retirement program in dozens of different directions. Medicare is what requires a serious rethink. We're all endlessly told it's popular, but a diet of sugary donuts is popular with your kids as well. A program where patients and providers select from menus of services that have no price tags on them will never be able to control costs. I'm Patrick Buck.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Healthcare is increasingly expensive, but there are ways to save on health insurance. Health insurance marketplaces, including healthcare.gov and ehealth.com, offer websites where you can compare health insurance plans and pricing. Natasha Cantrell, a director for eHealth, says when checking out plans, don't focus solely on monthly premiums. She says that's the biggest mistake people make and overlook the out-of-pocket costs that come into play when you receive medical care. Plans with lower monthly premiums tend to come with higher annual deductibles, co-pays, or co-insurance. To keep your cost in check, it's important to stay in your health insurance company's provider network. And for any new health insurance plan you're considering, make sure it covers a doctor or hospital or pharmacy in your area that you want to continue using. And also note that if you do have out-of-pocket costs for a hospital or doctor, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we'll jump right back into the phone calls here in just a second. But Jay in Billings messaged us on the Montana Talks app about the SAVE Act. Hopefully I gave a good description so everybody's like, oh, okay, I get it. That's what the SAVE Act is all about. Yeah, why would we not want to ensure that people voting in American elections are actually American citizens? You know, Russia, Russia, Russia. Russia will do everything. But Russia would never get their own people voting in American elections, right? I mean, it's just so absurd, this idea that that Democrats are willing to shut down the government instead of ensuring that Americans are the ones voting in our elections.
Speaker Mike Johnson said in a statement Tuesday that Congress has to responsibly fund the government and ensure election security. So he wrote that he's moving forward today with a vote on a six-month continuing resolution along with the SAVE Act that would require proof of citizenship in order to vote. The speaker can't afford too much opposition here, and the Hill counted at least four Republican no votes, including Corey Mills, who posted on X that the funding levels here are not responsible. Democrat Jared Golden of Maine said he would approve of this plan. Some other Republicans and Democrats want a shorter-term funding bill just through December. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said if there's a shutdown ahead of this election, Republicans will be blamed. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All right, either way, get the SAVE Act as a part of any spending bill, CR, whatever you want to call it. Get it on there, force a vote in the Senate, and if it miraculously makes it through the Senate, force Joe Biden to veto it, and then you can talk strategy after that, but get that on their desks. That's my take. Tim in Billings, what's on your mind? Thanks for sticking around.
Absolutely, Aaron, make them go on the record for where they stand. But
yeah.
I wanted to ask you if you saw the editorial that Jonathan McNiven with Yellowstone County News had about that phony newspaper. I say that it was air quotes going on around it. That's nothing but a political flyer. And he just did a great job of breaking down, look, to be a newspaper in the state of Montana, you have to get this certification. You have to file this paperwork. You have to go out and get advertisers. You have to go and have people doing stories. And this newspaper, quote unquote, fulfills none of those requirements of being an actual newspaper, and he breaks it down, and you know, he's on the board of a, you know, some sort of organization of newspapers in Montana, you know, and I just thought he did an excellent job, and if you haven't seen it, you should look it up, because it's just he does a great job of completely, you know, validating that this thing is nothing but a political flyer, it's nothing but propaganda, and should be treated as such. If you're getting this thing in the mail and you didn't pay for it, well, then you know it's fake, because nothing's for free. And if there's no advertising in there, guess what? The product is you. You're the valued product, not within the paper.
Yeah, no, I'll have to go check that out. I know I need to, when I go fill up my cup of coffee here during the next break, I'll have to pick up a copy of the Yellowstone County News in our radio station lobby out here and check it out. Yeah, the Yellowstone County News does a great job. A lot of these weekly newspapers, you know, do a much better job than some of the others, you know, in the bigger towns, the cities, if you want to call it that. But I would also add this. Okay, this Montana Independent fake newspaper that is showing up in people's mailboxes, it's basically Democrat campaign propaganda disguised as a newspaper. But then again, how much of the rest of the media is the exact same thing that follows all those guidelines that you just outlined, right?
Absolutely. You know, the mainstream media is nothing but the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party anymore, it seems like. There's no balanced reporting. You know, you were just talking about PolitiFact. They'll throw one nugget out there so that they can claim that they're unbiased.
Mm-hmm.
But when you claim to be something 99% of the time, and then that 1% of the time, it's just like John Tester. If I want somebody that's going to pretend to be a Republican 1% of the time, then I'll just vote for a Democrat. But if I want somebody that's actually conservative, I'll vote for a Republican.
Yeah, I'll just vote for the real thing. I'll just vote for the real thing instead of the fake meat, right? All right, Tim, thanks for the call. Quick break. Back at. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Here's what we got lined up for Wednesday's Montana Talks. Barring any other big changes, we'll have the phone lines open for you, anything and everything you want to talk about in the first half of the show. Then, Governor Greg Gianforte dropping in on the second half of the program. If we have time, we'll sneak in some of your phone calls during that segment as well. And then, later in the week, we got to start talking more about these ballot initiatives as we head into the fall. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.